Conversation 6. At the restaurant. You've learned more about Arabic food in Conversation 6 and listened to Farooz and Tariq ordering a meal in a restaurant. Although food varies from region to region, a typical Arabic meal would consist of some dips, bread and perhaps pickles to start, followed by a piece of grilled or fried meat or fish with salad, rice or potatoes. Desserts are often sweet milk puddings, fruit or syrupy cakes. Food is a key element in any culture, and regional differences often show up as variations in the spoken language. Think of how, for example, British and Americans refer to food using different terms such as courgette or zucchini, aubergine or eggplant, semi-skimmed or half and half, and so on. The same is true in the Arab world, only the situation is exaggerated by the number of dialects and the variety of influences from outside cultures on the cuisine. So, the Iraqi version of potatoes and tomatoes is
batata. Tomata.
This changes slightly in Egypt, becoming
batatas, tomatum.
Food is one area where there sometimes isn't a standard Arabic word, only the various regional alternatives. Occasionally, you even have the same word referring to different food in different regions. For example,
batikh
means cantaloupe in Iraq, but watermelon in Egypt.
Laban
means milk in Egypt, but yogurt in Jordan.